فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعه من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فانه لا يضر الا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا اما بعد My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as summer is beginning upon us, and summertime is usually associated with some free time for youth, for kids, for shabab, and also it's a time for family reunion because the mother and father have more time with kids. So as a group, as a family, there are activities to be done. Summer is also a time of fitna and fitan and bala and imtihan. Summer is a time of wasawis and fitna of shaitan. So I thought that this summer, the few Fridays we have, two Fridays in June, two more Fridays in July, we will dedicate to a special topic, a topic that you all are always asking questions and want to learn, and that is fitna to shaitan, the battle or harb ma' shaitan, al-ma'raka ma' shaitan, the wasawis of shaitan, and the talbisu iblis, the tricks and trials and tests of shaitan, how shaitan attacks us, and what are the tricks of shaitan, what is his treachery, especially in a time of summer as we are facing through these turbulent times and the ayyam of fitan that we are living. We need to learn how to tackle shaitan, we need to learn how to fight, because Allah SWT tells us very clearly in the Quran, إِنَّهُ أَدُوٌ لَكُمْ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. Allah is about to say, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. In another ayah, shaitan is a clear enemy for you. It is an adu, mubin, very clear. There is no doubt about it. There is no shak or raib. There is nothing to think about. Is shaitan my friend or is he my enemy? No, Allah is saying, he is your enemy. He is out there to get you. He is mubin, very clear. And then Allah is saying, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. Take shaitan as your enemy. What does that mean? مَا يُعْتُبُرْ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ الرَّبَّانِي. What is in this divine order? Allah is giving us fi'l amr. As we always learn in Nahu, in Arabic, that there is fi'l madi, fi'l mudara, fi'l amr. Here Allah SWT يجبر علينا. Allah is ordering us. He is authorizing us, obligating us. He is saying, this is mandatory for you. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ هَذَا فِي الْأَمْرُ. It's an order to the insan, to the Bani Adam, to the mu'min. اتَّخِذَ الْعَدُوُ. But take shaitan as your enemy. Meaning Allah is saying, if you don't take your shaitan as enemy, you are disobeying me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I, as Allah, as your Lord, as your Master, told you in the Quran, فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Now if we have to take shaitan as an enemy, by the order of Allah, mashiatullah, we have to learn about this enemy. Just like in this world, there are so many battles and warfare and whatnot. There are armies fighting armies, people fighting people. Whenever you fight an enemy, you have to know everything about the background of your enemy. You have to know their pros and cons. You have to know their haylat, tricks and treachery. You have to know everything about the enemy. And that is inshallah our hadith, our goal in these 3-4 Jummah khutbas in a series, silsilatu, we don't want to call it silsilatu shayateen, but silsilatu al-khutub ala al-adu al-shaytan. A one and first thing that we have to know is that what is shaitan? What is Iblis? Shaitan is a laqab, title that Allah gave to Iblis. His name, as some riwayat say, Azazil, or as Allah has said to in the Quran, Ya Iblisu, ma manaka an tasjuda lima khalaqtu bi yaday. That, O Iblis, Allah addresses shaitan as Iblis in the Quran. In the Jannah, when Allah SWT khulqa Adam, when Allah created Adam alayhi salam, and he asked all the malaika, وَيَزْقُلْنَا لِمَلَاكَ تَسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. Allah SWT called shaitan as Iblis. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. أَبَى بِمَعْنَى he denied. He rejected, he denied. أَبَى, he withdrew, he denied. No, I'm not going to do it. وَاسْتَكْبَرَ مُشْ فَقَدْ أَبَى. أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. He denied, he rejected, and then he did istikbar. Istikbar means pride, arrogance, kibr. من الكبرياء. He's thinking, oh, I'm better than Adam. I'm bigger. I'm much better. So why should I make sujood? That is what Allah is giving us a perspective. Meaning, why is Iblis, Shaitan, our adu? لأنه استكبر أمام الله سبحانه وتعالى. ولأنه أدى من أمر الله. That's why we say today the word Shaitan is a laqab. As a تعريف لغوي من نحو من لغة العربية is الشيطان هو كل متمرد من الجن والإنس والدواب والخلائق. أي شيء يعصي الله فهو الشيطان. متمرد, متمرد بمعنى that someone who أبى, who denies, rejects the أمر of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى will here address the malaika, the angels, make sujood to Adam. I've created this beautiful makhluk, this beautiful creation Adam, you have to make sujood to it. All the malaika made sujood illa Iblis, أبى واستكبر. Now, before we move forward in explanation of this ayah, what does the word shaitan and the word Iblis in Arabic mean? We need to know this. Whether we are Arab or non-Arab, we need to know this to get to know our enemy. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed Quran in Arabic language for a purpose, for a hadith. Because every word in Arabic has far-fetching, far-sighted meanings and wisdom. Hikm, hikmah. Balagha, fasaha. So when Allah called something, something, there is a meaning behind it. If Allah called Iblis, Iblis, there is a purpose for it. If Allah called Iblis, Shaitan, and everyone who disobeys Allah is a Shaitan, Shayateen and Ins will jinn, as the Quran says many places, there is a purpose behind it. Let us look at it. In the Lisan al-Arab, the dictionary or the concordance where they have all the Arabic linguistic meanings, linguistically speaking, Lugawiyyan, the word Shaitan, توتج أو is مأخوذ من the root words شطنة شين تا النون. The root شطنة in Arabic means literally بعودة, يعني شيء بعيد, بعد, بعد, بعيد, in the sense of something that is far away, something that makes you far away. In other words, if you really look at the literal meaning of شيطان, it is something that makes you far away from who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سبحانه وتعالى. Look at the hikmah of Allah سبحانه. قال الشيطان شيطان لأنه يبعد الإنسان من رب عز وجل. هذا معنى أول. أما معنى ثاني إبليس. إبليس comes from the root word of أبلس. همزة والباء واللام والصين. أبلس. أبلس بمعنى أن يحزن الإنسان. Frustrate them. إبليس is the in the sense of someone who frustrates you, makes you حزين. Makes you depressed. And isn't that what happens? Every time Banu Adam makes a sin, ma'asiyah, or a mistake, every time this insan makes a mistake, a problem, a sin or error, Iblis comes and puts waswasa, oh, you are bad, you've done bad, forget about it, Allah is not going to forgive you. Make you frustrated, make you sad, hazin, depressed, no good to repent, for less, Allah will not forgive you, you are bad, just continue to be bad. Iblis uses this hila, this trick, this treachery step as a way for us to get further away from Allah. So the two meanings, Shaitan and Iblis, are both working to make us Bani Adam, mu'minun, ba'eed from Allah, hazeen min rahmatullah. And that's why Allah says, وَلَا تَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah. إِنَّهُ لَا يَرِثُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Those only who get frustrated and depressed and despair from the mercy of Allah are the one who are ظالم. Because they don't really know their Rabb, their Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. لِمَاذَا؟ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in Surah Dhumar, Surah 39, very clearly, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Say, O my slaves who have wronged their souls. Wronged their souls, يعني معصيه, disobedience of Allah, fitna, and mistakes, and sins. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not ever despair, first get frustrated, or forgive, or I mean, forget about the rahmah of Allah. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't get despaired and frustrated from the rahmah of Allah. Meaning, remember always, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. إِنَّهُ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Really forgives all sins وَإِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, because he is the غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Over here, of course, Allah SWT said that don't continue to keep doing sins, oh Allah, الْغَفُورُ will forgive me, no. Meaning if you have done a mistake, immediately رُجُوع إِلَى اللَّهِ, immediately return to Allah. And subhanAllah, the Arabic language so amazing, unique. The word tawbah literally means a rujur, return to something. You know, Rasulullah said the one who repents from their sin is as if someone who has no sin. Tawbah yatubu means كَأَنَّهُ يَنْقَلِبْ يَرْجِعْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. In other words, when a person makes a mistake or a sin, it's as if they turn away from جِهَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَى جِهَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. So when they make tawbah, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh, ka'annahum yarji'un ila Allah, ila jihati Allah. Subhanallah, Arabic language is amazing. The word tawbah in the Quran is used, and then come back, irji'u ila Allah, tubu ila Allah, ayyuha al-muslimin jami'an. Allah says in the Quran, all you Muslims, make tawbah to Allah jami'an, collectively. In a manner, ma'natain. هناك توبة إفرادية منفردة وتوبة اجتماعية. This ayah is saying us that there is two types of توبة. توبة individual توبة. Each person making توبة. وتوبة اجتماعية. All of us today after صلاة الجمعة we make توبة or make صلاة التوبة. That is توبة. اجتماعية. Collective توبة. Individual توبة. And that's what Allah is saying. توبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون. توبوا جميعا. And when we make توبة, we are telling shaitan, buzz off, get lost. I am Abdullah, Amatullah. My desire is Allah. Yes, I made a mistake. Temporarily, I got off the track. I got sidelined and away from Allah. But now when I make tawbah, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. I'm making a'lan to shaitan. I don't care about you. I care about Allah. And you're making a'lan to Allah. Allah, I am back. أنا عصيت بالرب وأنا مذنب, but now I am back. I'm back to you, Allah. أنا رجعت إليك يا الله. What a beautiful concept, principle in Deen al-Islam, and the Arabic language helps us to better understand. So then the question arises to people's mind. We know Shaitan now by definition, we know Iblis by definition, we know the whole thing that Allah asked the angels, Malaika, to make sujood, and Shaitan didn't do it. Oh, but there's a problem. Allah asked who? Malaika. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسْلِ أَيَّ خَلْقَ آخَرَ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا. All of them made sujood. إِلَّا أَيُّ مَلَك. Which angel didn't make sujood to Allah? No. خطأ. This is what people think. People think Iblis was an angel. He was a malak. No. Because Allah says in the Quran, يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت من يدي قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. خلقته من طين وخلقتني من نار. إبليس himself is saying, I am better than Adam وبني آدم وكل. لماذا خلقته من طين؟ خلقت آدم من طين ونسل آدم من طين وخلقتنا من النار وملائكة هم مش مخلوقون من النار. ملائكة angels are not created from نار, fire. ملائكة as we know are created from نور الرباني, نور الإلهي. So one دليل we have, of course إبليس شيطان is not a ملك. Another دليل we have, proof from Allah that إبليس is not a ملائكة, is not an angel ملك, he's a jinn. In Surah Kahf, Surah 18, Allah SWT tells us, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ, إبليس هو من الجن. كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَهُوَ أَيْضًا جن وَهُوَ مَا زَالَ يَقُولُ الْجِنِّ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He's a jinn, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ. الْفِسْقُ هو the transgression, going outside the boundary, the limitation. If I don't do Allah, subhanAllah, astaghfirullah, it's as if I'm a fasiq, fisq, I'm being fisq, because I'm disobeying Allah, going outside the boundary that Allah has given. If I, Allah, subhanAllah, eat pork, I'm doing fisq, I'm going outside the boundary of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is saying, كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. He was from the jinn, so he disobeyed from the amr of Allah. بعدين, دليل number three, third proof that Shaitan is not an angel. Because Allah said in Surah Tahrim, Surah 66, verse 16, I believe, that Allah tells us over there, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا أَيَّ نَارَ هَذَا يَا رَبْ نَارًا عَلَيْهِمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Oh, you believe, save your sons and your family from a fire, big fire. What kind of fire? A fire on whom there are angels, mighty angels, malaika, ghilaadun, yani qaswat al-qalb, they are very stiff, hard, they don't have any softness. Ma fi rahma lahum. They will not be soft and say, okay, no problem, let you go. No, ghilaadun, they are qaswa, stiff, hard, that they have to obey the order of Allah. Wa shidadun, shadid al-quwa, that they will smite you, grab you, these malaika, put you back in hellfire. Those who want to get out of hellfire, these malaika, shidad, ghilal, they will put them back. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. These angels, they don't make any ma'siyah. Angels have no choice, have no option. Malaika, they have no choice to say no. The only two makhlukat, the only two khalq, only two creations that have the option, the choice to say no to Allah are insan, ahna insan, bani adam, and jinn. Because we have Surah Jinn in the Quran. Open the Quran, read Surah Jinn. We have Surah Ahqaf, Surah 46. Over there, Allah mentions about jinn. Open, read. The jinn, they came and sat down with Rasulullah. After the Yaqat to Taif, and Rasulullah came from Taif, he was very hazin, very depressed. In Mecca we have Shidda, in Taif we have Shidda, in Taif they hit me, stone and bleeding. So he was hazin shadeed. This is what we know as Aam al-Huzn. Aam al-Huzn, Rasulullah, لِأَنَّ هَذَا عَامٌ كَانَ ثَقِيعٌ عَلَيْهِ 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 جِدًا. So when he came out of Taif with his Sahra al-Mecca, he's sitting in the desert, he's sitting there reciting Qur'an, reciting a surah from the Qur'an. But Allah sent jinns over there. قُلْ أُوحِي إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفْرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ. That say, it has been revealed to me that Allah اسْتَمَعَ نَفْرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ. نَفْرَات مِنَ الْجِنِّ. There are people from jinn, they heard Rasulullah Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Arabi alayhi salam, الَّذِي رَبَّهُ كُلِّ مِنَ الطَّائِفِ. The jinns coming listening. قَالُوا إِنَّا سَمَعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا يَهْدِي إِلَى الرُّشْدِ. SubhanAllah, the jinns are saying, and Rasulullah is listening to the kalam of jinn. He is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatu lil alameen, wa nabi li jamee'il khalaiq. Not just insan, he can listen to the insan, he can listen to the hayawan, he can listen to the mahshurat, he can listen to the jibal, and he can listen to the jinn. قَالُوا, the jinn said, إِنَّا سَمَعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. They are telling who? Muhammad ﷺ. We are listening to Quran Ajeeb. And in another place Allah says, سَمَعْنَا كِتَابٌ نَزَلَ بَعْدَ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Over there Allah says that the jinns claimed, professed, that we have listened to Quran. It's a kitab, kitab samawi, rabbani. It's not a worldly book. It's a book from the Salah, from Allah, divine, holy book. مِنْ بَعْدَ مُوسَى, meaning the jinn at the time of Musa Islam also listened to Torah. So بَعْدَ Torah, this is the next book that the jinn have listened, Quran. مَا هَذَا مِنْ كَلَامِ بَشَرٍ مِنْ كَلَامِ الْخَالِقِ. And Rasulullah then began to give da'wah to the jinn. Because jinn, there's Muslim jinn, there's a kafir jinn. Jinn can say yes, آمَنَّا وَسَمَعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, or they can say لَا نَسْمَعْ لَا نُطِيعْ وَلَا نُؤْمِنْ. They have option. So that's why Shaitan was also an Iblis. Shaitan was also a jinn. But then the question comes up, wait a second, Allah is saying in the ayah Surah Baqarah that وَزْخُرْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجُدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. If the khitab is the malaika, مَا بَعْنَا إِبْلِيسِ مِنْ مَكَانَ الْمَلَائِكَ. What's Iblis doing? What's the job of Iblis over there? When Allah is addressing, if there is all here citizens, and if this is a meeting for citizens, what are green card people doing here? Get out of the door. This is the question. If the khitab is for malaika, what are jinns doing over there? إذا معنا هنا التفاصيل من علماء التفاصيل, the scholars of tafsir say here, as they were found by Rasulullah and by Sahaba through the generations, that Iblis was the most muti' lillah qabl hadha al-amr. Before this incident of the takhliq of Adam and Islam, Iblis was the sardar, the chief, the leaders of jinn, the leader, za'im al-jinn. And therefore, because he was so muti' lillah, he was so obedient to Allah, he was the most obedient jinn from the makhluqat of jinn. So Allah elevated him, gave him status. Give me your green card, here is citizenship of Jannah. You don't need green card for Jannah, you all have a passport for Jannah. So now Iblis is hanging out with the malaika, angels. Hello, how you doing? MashaAllah, it's a good place here. Enjoy. And then Allah creates Adam alayhi salam, asks the malaika, make sujood. Iblis, who happens to have the authority from Allah again, to say no, he says, Aba wastakbar. Ma'ana bi sajid. I'm not gonna make sujood. But the malaika have no choice. They have to. Amanna wa sallana wa ta'ana. La ya'sun Allah ma amarahum. They don't disobey Allah what Allah has ordered them. Wa yaf'alun ma yu'marun. And they do. Yaf'al fa'al. Yaf'alun ish ma yu'marun. They do what they are told to do so. But Iblis, he's not bounded. Yes, he should. But he's not bound. Because here, Iblis got kibar. And that's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says that the most worst kind of disobedience, the أقبح وأخطر المعصي أمام الله هو الكبر. Because kibr, pride, arrogance instigates you, initiates you, provokes you in the mind to do معصي of Allah. Ask yourself, the last time you disobeyed Allah, ask yourself, what did you have feeling in your heart? Was it kibr? طبعاً. Go back, investigate. Explore, open your heart and find out the last time you disobeyed Allah, you find that the root cause was at that spur of the moment that the mistake happened from us, Bani Adam, at the spur of the moment, little bit of pride, kibr came in. Oh, I know better. Oh, this is not supposed to be. And the mistake or error or sin happened. And then later on, person had, was nadim, nadam, guilt, remorse. Feeling bad, madama. Oh, why did I do this? This is a healthy sign. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لكم واستغفر لكم فاستغفر لكم غفور رحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه من سنة بسنة يوم الدين أما بعد. InshaAllah, we conclude today because it's such a big, huge topic, we cannot do it in one Jummah, as I said earlier. We'll do it in 3-4 Jummahs in series, in parts. But today we want to conclude with this portion of understanding the enemy. If Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, if He is a clear enemy for you, فَاتَّخِذُهُ عَدُوًا, take Iblis as your enemy. Not just in mind, not just in words, oh, Iblis is bad, I need to take, no. Seriously. The definitions, the explanations I just gave you, these are all things to get to know Iblis better. Not to get to know Iblis better to be his slave, Abdul Shaitan, no, Abdul Rahman. To get to know Iblis better so that we know that when he comes from right, from left, from front, from side, from any place, we know beforehand this is the waswasa, wasawis of Iblis, we gotta beware. Today we concluded this issue after explaining that this was an issue of Malaika and Adam alayhi salam. Iblis happened to be there because he was the sardar, the za'im of jinn, the leader of jinn. But then after this one disobedience, he became the worst of the khalaiq. Because Allah's mother kicked him out of Jannah and was sending him to fire. فَقَالَ رَبِّي انذرني لَيَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Oh Allah, Allah, give me a chance. Give me a respite. Give me one more chance. How long? How much is the duration? Did he ask a month? A year, a century, a thousand years? No. He said, إِلَى يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثُ. And to the day of judgment, day of resurrection, Allah give me, Iblis Shaitan, a chance, a respite. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, لِمَاذَا سَعْلَ إِبْلِيسْ هَذَا الْمَحْلَةِ لِمَاذَا فَكَّرُ فِي هَذَا دَبَّرُ الْأَمْرِ. Ask yourself this question, why did Iblis ask time from Allah? Why didn't he just ask a month, a year, a 10, a thousand, that's it, then he'll be finished? We'll be happy, wouldn't we? We wouldn't be in this fitna today, would be, if there was no Iblis, as some people believe. No.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية says سأل إبليس اللهم من رب عز وجل ليس لكي يتوب إلى الله ويرجع ويندم من ذنبه ولكن لكي يصر على معصيته. سبحان الله, شوف كلام الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية. He's saying ترجمة, he's saying that Iblis asked Muhla chance, respite from Allah, not so that he will make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be noble, be remorse and guilty on his sin. No, but kay yusir ala dhambi, so that he can manifest and continue to be adamant and arrogant on his disobedience. Yeah, I did it, big deal. You know how kids say to parents sometimes, yeah, I did it, big deal, dad. Big deal, mom. What you gonna do about it? I'm gonna call 911. This is the way that some kids threaten their Muslim parents in America. What you gonna do about it? This kind of attitude to ask questions, yeah, I did it, what you gonna do about it? It's my life, my business, none of your business. This is from the service of Iblis. This is Iblis talking in the Bani Adam, not the Bani Adam who was told to have khushu and khudu lil abawain, birr al walidain. No, at that moment that son and daughter has become influenced by Iblis. Because if we have this attitude, yeah, I did this mistake, yeah, I did this sin, this problem, what's you? If you see a brother drinking, you say, brother, it's haram to drink. None of your business, get out of here, it's my life. Who are you going to tell me about? This kind of attitude coming from the person who's doing the dhamm is not that person with the iman, it's the Iblis talking ala nisan al baniyah. And the one who are musir ala dhambi, the one who is adamant, who is fixed on his dhamm, is trying to copy Iblis. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us a muhla, a chance, once, so that we make tawbah. Today, if we ask a second chance for someone, suppose I did a mistake, and I made a mistake in front of my father, I say to my father, Baba, a'atini muhla, give me one more chance. Why? To continue to be disobedient to my father? No! I ask my father a chance, but please forgive me, give me a second chance so that I can make tawbah to Allah and to my father. I can say sorry, ma'ziratan, asif ya abi. For that, you never ask muhla to continue to make an error, to make a sin. You always ask for a second chance to immediately repent and rujoo, come back to that person who you make mistake. If you made a mistake in front of your boss, you ask a second chance, why? To continue to make mistake? He's going to say, get out of here, this is the red slip. You don't come back on Monday. No, you ask a second chance from your boss, from anyone who's above you, elder, to be nadim, be remorse and guilty on the mistake you did, and ask them a second chance so that you can prove you are a better human being. And the Iblis, Shaitan, was bilax, opposite. He asked for a chance from Allah to continue li'ikhwa bani Adam. He knew that he is doomed. He knew that he is going to Jahannam, nar Jahannam, khalidin fi abad. But he said, before I go, let me take with me loads and loads of Bani Adam. The one because of whom Allah kicked me out of Jannah. So that's why Iblis knows his hadaf. He knows his goal, his motive. Iblis is working day and night for this goal to make maximum number of insan, Bani Adam, in Jahannam with him because he was kicked out by Allah. He was la'na, he was man'un from Allah because of Adam and Bani Adam. So now he's saying, I am doomed, I am sinking in the ship, but let me sink some more people. So ya ma'asharat al-mu'mineen, ya ayyuha al-ahli al-iman, wake up, istaqadu min hadhi al-nawm al-iblis. Wake up from the sleep and slumber of Iblis before Iblis gets a lot of Bani Adam in nar jahannam. That's what Allah is saying to us, to Bani Adam, that wake up, take Iblis seriously, because he has taken qasam, an oath with Allah, that till the day of judgment, till the yawm al-ba'athun, till the day of resurrection when people come back from the graves, I as Iblis will keep on doing ighwa, deviate the Bani Adam, because I want to have maximum people. So Allah gave him an open challenge, go. I give you chance, I give you respite, I give you muhla, you go, you're free, do it all you want to do with Bani Adam, because I know those who are true ibad, mukhlaseen, mu'mineen, they will not come under your influence. They will still get the Jannah of Allah. And those who are weak and get under the influence of Iblis, Iblis will take them away to Jahannam. May Allah save us from Nar Jahannam. May Allah protect us from Nar Jahannam and from the waswas of Iblis. May Allah protect us from the hilat of Iblis. We also pray for Baba Adnan's mother who passed away in Pakistan. He has gone over there to visit her.